Hello, my name is Phil, and this is my new blog. I've been keeping a blog ever since I went to Tanzania in 2006, and I've been using Blogger since I went to teach in Beijing a couple of years ago. That blog is called TP's Tefl Travels, and it's more about my personal experience of travelling and teaching English as a foreign language abroad and in the UK, where I'm from. I've also taught in Changwon in South Korea, and more recently in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. But this new blog has been set up because I'm doing an MA in ELT at the University of Warwick. And as part of the compulsory module looking at the developments in ICT, and especially Web 2.0 tools that are available on the internet, I'm required to keep a blog about the different kinds of tools available. Many of these are already up and running and have been for a few years now, and are used around the world by language teachers and trainers alike. However, many of them are undiscovered, and those which are used may be underused or not used in very effective ways. So the aim here is to try and test these out for myself, if I haven't already, that is, describe what they do, why the current tool is relevant for language teaching, and I'll also mention the research of the current practice into maybe the methodology or maybe the second language acquisition that underpins the use of the tool. But before I can begin writing about these tools, I need to set up the blog itself, and so a lot of formatting or designing has to take place. A lot of this is pre-existing within Blogger, but I'm using the new template, which has only recently just been rolled out. And I've been playing with this, such as choosing a cloud-based background, because of the connection I feel to cloud computing, and a recent photo of me, which is taken in the Warwick Library, holding my new BlackBerry smartphone. I've also set up a Twitter widget on my blog, as I already have a Twitter account, which I hardly use for my own tweets. I've put up an About Me as well, a blog archive, which will build up as we time goes on, and a page count, and very importantly a list of labels which I haven't used before, and this is also a way of navigating the blog as well. There's also a blog role of other more established sites such as Ken Wilson's blog and Nick Peach's Tools for Technology, and I've also added, prompted by the blogger's new design template, a favicon, which up until now I didn't know what that meant, although I knew what they were, and they're basically a small 100 by 100 pixel image attached to the web browser for the site, which also appears when you bookmark the blog. Finally, I intend to make an audio recording for each post. I'll probably use Audioboo, as I have done for this one, or maybe something else similar. I'm already familiar with Audioboo, although I haven't actually used it much myself, and I'll probably write about it for one of my entries. And you can follow my boos, as they're called. So enjoy, and thank you for popping by. Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter too.